Then we have verse 11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it back. A fool, you talk with him, he'll tell you everything. But a wise man will hold back. He'll be very careful of what he's going to say. Verse 12, if a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are lawless. And that's the reason that, and we've had this before, that child that will steal from the parents, which simply means this, that the parent ought to always punish a child for taking anything that doesn't belong to him, even from the parent. Why? Because the child will imitate that. And that's true of any man in a high position. His conduct will be reflected in those that are underneath him. And that is the picture that you have. Now, I want to drop down to verse 17. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. And this follows in that connection. And then verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Now, we've had that before, but the thing that's interesting here, we have this statement, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And the thing that's important here, a vision means actually spiritual understanding, or actually the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer to give him understanding of the Word of God. We're told that in 1 Samuel 3:1, the Word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Well, the Word of the Lord was precious. That is, there was no understanding of the Word of God, and for it was precious in those days. Now, God raised up Samuel, a seer, to meet that, you know. And you remember that even Moses could say, would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, that is, had an understanding of the Word of God. I personally think a spiritual discernment is one of the gifts that God has given to the church, by the way. Now, I'm going to pass over many of these proverbs. Actually, they've been before us, couched in a little different language before. Now, this chapter actually concludes the collection of proverbs that were copied out and collected by the men of Hezekiah. And now we have actually all the proverbs that are really attributed to Solomon. However, I believe the last chapter, which we'll come to, was written by Solomon himself.